Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Debbie Rowley.
You're listening to Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for the needlework artist. And some things coming up here, several things coming up. Not too many things. Lots of fun things coming up. So one of the things on July 5, our national holiday, as I'm told it's a national holiday, Vonna's birthday, her 50th, we're going to start stitching Debbie's Royal Garden design. So if you want to do that with us, Kim at Sassy Jacks has been working with Debbie and is working with all the things to put together charts and kits. So you can contact Kim at Sassy Jacks, and she will have kits available. You can go to your local needlework store, you know, but we've arranged here so that kits will be available from Kim. And we're doing this early enough so that when you call, even if Kim doesn't have stuff now, you can order and it'll be ready for the national holiday. So either way, you're going to be ready to go on the 5th. And I know Kim has had a couple conversations with her. She's working to get that to go. So you can get the kits. And then on the 5th, we're going to start stitching the Royal Garden. And if you've never done charted canvas work, you know, all you've ever done is cross stitch and been thinking about trying something. This is a good sized chart. I won't pretend, and it's not going to be on the easy side, but, a lot of fun, and you'll enjoy it. Trust me. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy doing it with us, and we'll drag Debbie in at some point or several points to, help us out. And what, Debbie, you have some videos and.
Well, I don't have any videos for this project per se, but I'll be happy to make some.
Okay.
And so, you know, I want people who are approaching County Canvas for the first time who've never stitched County Canvas. I came to County Canvas from a strictly cross-stitch background, strictly cross-stitch. And I did not take a class. I saw a chart. I decided I wanted to do it. I got all the stuff. I figured it out. I learned how to do it all on my own. And so it's very doable. I think people who are approaching it from a cross-stitch background will be surprised at how quickly the project goes.
Yes.
Because these are deep, big stitches that cover a lot of territory. And so it's surprising how quickly the project will go. But I, you know, want to assure you that all stitching is done one stitch at a time, and the same is true for County Canvas. And so I'll be standing by to help and really eager to watch everyone's progress. Yep. And any way I can help, I will help.
Yeah, if you do cross stitch, particularly on linen, this will be like lightning. It flies along because you cover a lot of ground with one stitch.
Yeah.
And I've done several of Debbie's charts, and the instructions are impeccable. They're so easy to follow that even for the most complex stuff, they're easy to follow. So it's not like you'll be left hanging, and Vonna and I will be learning. Well, I know how to do the stuff. Vonna will be learning. We'll be doing it along together, and we'll drag Debbie in. And Debbie has some videos already for how to do stitches. There's 1,000 places to get videos for stitches. There'll be plenty of support. Be a lot of fun, and it's a beautiful chart. It really is. I'm doing the specced colors because I like what Debbie specced, but she of course encourages everyone to choose your own colors and work with your local store or work with Kim to get a color scheme that you like if you want to change it. And Debbie always has a table in her charts that show what she has specified. And then right next to it, what you have chosen. So you can fill in a table and know exactly what you're doing and be able to keep things in order as you go through it. But, yeah, a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing it. I've been doing so much cross stitch lately. It's going to be fun to get back to some needlepoint. And, so think about that. Contact Kim at Sassy Jacks or your local needlework store and put it together, and we'll be ready to go on July 5. Yay.
Excellent.
Fun. Yep.
I'm looking forward to watching your progress.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making progress. How's that? No, it's going to be fun, and I know Vonna's going to enjoy it. Just Yeah, but you know, that's a good point. Yeah, if you've been doing cross stitch, and I've been doing a lot of it on 40 count, man, sitting down and covering some ground with a few threads is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yep, it'll fly. All right, now, this coming Friday, there will not be a Friday Night Live show, because on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern, we're going to do a Stitch with Gary. So it'll be me stitching and Vanna fielding questions and doing the MC work. So at 1 o'clock on our YouTube channel, we'll be live stitching with me. And I'm thinking I'm going to haul out a needlepoint piece that is close to finish and get it closer instead of doing cross stitch. I'm thinking about that.
So. Which piece? Well, I find it easier to do counted needlepoint if I'm trying to do other things. Like I try to pick something if I'm going to be interested in watching something, a TV show or football game or basketball game or whatever, where I'm not having to constantly look at the chart. And with counted canvas work, a lot of times once you learn the stitch, you don't have to continually be looking at the chart. And right. So you just stitch and not take your focus off of your canvas. And I find that to be really enjoyable as opposed to, okay, how many X's with this color? Oh, and now I need to change color. And how many X's with this color? And did I read the symbol right? No, I didn't. So now I got to rip that out. Anyway.
Yep. No, I agree with you. Yeah, I have
I find it easier to do a row of Smyrna crosses or road stitches on canvas.
Right. Yep, I have a little section in Sarah B. that I was watching too much TV the other night and looked down and, oh, man. I'm off by one, off by half a stitch.
Oh. Ooh.
On 40-count linen. You know, doing 40-count linen, I didn't crow over two in one spot, and then I, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, that thread got tied off, and so now I got to go tear it out. I half stitch. No one will ever see it, but it drives me nuts. So it's got to come out.
Yeah, I understand.
Yep, got to come out. So July 5, so contact Kim at Sassy Jacks and get your Royal Garden and join us. If you've never done it before, believe me, it's you're going to look at that chart and you go, whoa, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can do it in a heartbeat.
If you like purple, this would be the one for you.
Yep. But, yeah, you can do this chart. You can do this chart, and you will be proud of yourself when it's done because it's very cool. Very cool. So lots of support. Yeah, it'll be fun. Join us. July 5. 50 years for Vanna.
I can't believe I'm that much older than she is.
She's just a kid. Yeah, because you and I are the same age. Well, I'm 65 in February, yeah.
Yeah.
You're younger than I.
Younger than you, but not by very much. I'll be 65 this year, too. So.
Yeah. I'll just beat you to it by a hair. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, but now Vanna, she's just a kid, so yeah, young whippersnapper, as they call
them. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So we have that, and then now Friday, so Saturday we'll be doing the live Stitch with Gary, and I think it's going to be needlepoint. Now, some new things on the FiberTalk website, wetalkfiber.com, there's now a section that will show Nashville designs. So we have, at the time we're recording this, I have three people who have put their Nashville designs up. So you'll be able to go to FiberTalk, go to wetalkfiber.com, the website, and see those designs, and then have heard from at least three other designers who are going to be sending, and I hope many more as people start to introduce their designs. And the plan is to have a one-stop place to get as many of the Nashville designs as possible in one spot. And then we'll have some links to our sponsoring shops so you can pre-order. And then Vanna and I will be at the Nashville market, and we are planning to do – actually, Vanna, Arlene, and I, all three of us will be there, and we are planning to do some live shows. That's what we're going to – at least three. I think we're going to do a live show every day. Arlene will be there because she's trying to get her design thing
she's
going.
She's exhibiting, right?
Yeah, Hoffman has her designs on display.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so she's making that next step. And so we'll drag her in at some point, but then Vaughn and I will just be there the entire time covering the show doing some videos, doing interviews, and then we're going to do the main thing is these live shows. So that'll be the first weekend in March and the Nashville market. So that's coming up. And then this past Saturday, we posted our first starters video, FiberTalk Starters. And that's that beginner series that we talked about in the fall that we said we were going to do. And then life got in the way and things blew up and so on and so forth. We actually recorded two of them. And we decided as we were doing more live shows, we could do a better job. So we think we did a better job, redid them. So the first one is on ground cloth. So we just take you through the very basics, and that's the purpose of this thing. The very basics, what is Aida, what is canvas, needlepoint canvas, what is Congress cloth, what is linen, what is embroidery cloth. They're short, 10, 15-minute pieces, but we're just giving you the basics, and we intend to do a ton of them because we're breaking things down to that small of a component. So the first one is on the website. There's a special section for that. And sponsored by Shepherd's Needle. We have a sponsor for that, Shepherd's Needle sponsoring. So watch for that. And we're planning to do two a month. And we'll just take you through. And these are set up so that if you've never done it before, they'll help you. If you're looking to do a new technique, say you're looking to try some needlepoint, they'll help you with that. Or just been a long time and you want to refresh yourself, they're there.
You know, and this is really interesting because most of us are self-taught, and yes, we don't know that what we don't know until somebody shows us. And so, yeah, it's really interesting because I encounter this in my classes all the time. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had heard that, but I had never seen it. I never knew it. I never knew how to use it. And so, yeah.
That's why we're doing it right there. Yep.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we get tons of questions. And the thing is, you know, that's the whole thing with the internet. If you spend any time in groups or hobby forums, those used to be the thing, but groups anymore, or do a lot of Instagram, the same questions come up time and time again. Mm-hmm. And I know veterans get frustrated. I'm not answering that again. I've answered it 30 times. Do some research. But people don't know where to look.
Right.
And the part we have to remember is there's always that churn of new people.
That's right.
Yep. And in your classes, I'm sure you encounter that all the time. And you have to put your patience on and help out these new people, because that's what furthers the hobby. And they just simply don't know. They don't know where to look. They don't even know what words to put in if they did want to look.
That's exactly right.
So, yeah, got to help them.
Absolutely.
I know it gets, and it gets old, and I'll admit, you know, there are times when, all right, I've answered that question 6 times in the past 3 months, but no, you answer it again, because
you keep answering it.
And it's one more person who now can make that next step, and that's worth
right.
it. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that's the starters series, FiberTalk Starters. And so that will be on their videos. So it'll be on our YouTube channel. And then also I'll put them in a special section on at WeTalkFiber.com. They'll be there in a special section, so it'll be on the menu bar on the homepage, and then you'll be able to see that. And for these videos, you know, the easiest way is to go to our video channel and subscribe, and then click on the bell so you get notified when we do things. And that way you'll get notified for the live shows, because we're doing a live show just about every week now. And well, we had almost 400 people the last 2 times we did them, so we're getting a good audience, having a lot of fun. So do that, and then you go to WeTalkFiber.com. At the bottom of every post is a place you can subscribe and get on the list, and then you get notified every time I put something new on the website. You get a notification. And you won't get spam. I know people have written to me, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want spam. You are getting spam from me. I barely have time to put the stuff up I put up. So just, there's no way you're getting spam. I'm not selling that list to anybody.
Why, Gary, don't you have a staff who is in charge of social media, and all they do is create emails and send stuff out?
No. Actually, Vonna's been helping lately. It's been a huge help. She's been helping post some things, but no, I do not. No, it's it's me.
Yeah.
As it is you. Yes.
It's me, yes.
Yes. If it doesn't get done, there's only one person to point at. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and then I forget to say this, but for the podcast, the Wednesday and Sunday shows, the easiest thing to do is open up a podcast app. There's one built into your iPhone. If you do the Apple thing, there's an app right there. You just go there, you search for Fiber Talk, you subscribe, and then the podcast is sent to you automatically every time. And you can set it to download it, or if you don't want to download it automatically, you can download it. And the smart thing to do is to download when you have Wi-Fi, and then it's in your device. And then when you go walking the dog or running or to the gym or driving in the car, you don't have to have Wi-Fi. It's right in your device. So the podcasts are easy. Just subscribe to them. Most people, if they're using Android, I think Stitcher is the best app for podcasts if you're Android. And Stitcher has nothing to do with needlework. I don't have no idea where that name came from. But that app is very, very good. And again, just go in there, search for Fiber Talk. It will come up, subscribe, and you'll get them automatically. So that's the podcast. The videos, we do not do that because there's no way to do that. So you have to subscribe to the channel on YouTube and get the live videos and all of that. Holy smokes, that was a boatload.
It was. My goodness.
Lots
of
stuff.
Look how connected you are.
Lots of stuff going on in the Fiber Talk world these days, I'll tell you.
That's wonderful. So,
yeah, it's fun, and people seem to be enjoying it and participating, and yeah, it's great. Yeah, we are doing a bunch of stuff. We are. I have wondered, I was going to ask you last time we talked, if there's any designer that you could learn from, alive or passed on, who would it be?
Oh, Jean Hilton.
Really?
Yeah, she's no longer with us, but
no.
Yeah.
See, that's the person I would say too. I thought you were going to say somebody else, and I was going to say Jean Hilton.
No. Well, let me.
Did you ever meet her?
I talked to her on the phone once, but I never got to meet her. And but I have the utmost, highest respect for what she did for needlepoint, for especially counted needlepoint.
Yes.
I will say that I have taken a lot of classes from a lot of different people, and I learned something from everybody that I take a class from.
Mm-hmm.
And my one regret about being so busy teaching is that I don't have time to take classes from other teachers.
Right.
Because usually if I have gone to seminar, it's because I'm teaching. It's not because I'm there to take a class. But I almost always learn something from every teacher that I've encountered. And
yeah.
I still learn things from talking to, different teachers and things like that. Unfortunately, I just don't have the time to right. take classes.
Right. Now, Jean Hilton, because number one, just the mind. What she created,
yeah.
what she just to tap into that mind, but she really changed the game.
Yes, she did. And part of what you would call string art has been around for a long time, and string art type stitches have also been around for a long time, but she is the one that popularized them, that diagrammed them so that other people could do them and, introduce them to a wider audience.
Yeah.
And so, even though, yes, there were other string art type stitches and things before, she's the one that really brought them to the foreground.
Well, she, can I say that she literally opened the door for what you do, what Curdy
oh, yeah.
does?
Absolutely. And yeah. a lot of other designers as well. I find myself wondering and thinking when I'm, trying to come up with a design or, okay, now how could I design a stitch to look like what I want it to look like? Because it's not just a simple matter of throwing thread on a canvas. I have come up with a couple of different stitches, and you have to refine how to bring the needle up and where the needle needs to go down, what it needs to look on the back, those kinds of things to make it make sense for a stitcher. Mm-hmm. Because I can do anything and not have any kind of cogent structure to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But in order to have a structure to it, make it repeatable and that you can teach other people how to do, you really need to sit down and think about, okay, if I bring the needle up on this side, where does it need to go down on this side and things like that to have the look that you want it to look. Mm-hmm. Well, she did that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she did that with a lot of different kinds of stitches, you know, double fan doubles and crescents and Jessicas and all these other kind of things. And she is the one that made them make sense, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and her designs are, can you still get her designs?
Yes, you can. There is a shop in Indiana that she sold her rights to before she died. It's called Stitches from the Heart, and her designs are still available from Stitches from the Heart in Indiana.
Yeah, okay, good, because they're amazing.
Yes, they are. And now, for those who are looking for a modern sensibility as far as how things are laid out, you're not going to find it in her charts. A lot of them were hand-drawn.
No.
Hand-drawn and hand-numbered. So I want you to be aware of that going into it. You can do them. Okay? You can still do them, but they're not going to be all computer graphic, beautiful kind of thing.
No, we are very spoiled these days. Very
spoiled. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Because, yeah, that all that hand-drawn and not always easy to follow in today's computer thing, you can essentially show, come up here, down here, behave here, go here, and, we are very spoiled. Very spoiled.
Yes, very, very spoiled.
But that, was she, now see, she was gone before I became aware of her. Was she actively teaching? Do you know? Or did she just design and do books?
She was not actively teaching because she had had some health concerns. And I talked to her in 2008. And she died, I think, later that year or in 2009. Mm-hmm. So she's been gone for a number of years, and I don't think that she was actively teaching at the time because of the health issues that she had been having. But she was still designing, and she was still interacting with local stitchers and doing things with them and having people over, you know, to her house or going over to their house and teaching and things like that, but not on a national scale.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, truly a treasure, no doubt about it.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Okay, so we agreed on that one. So who would you choose second?
Well, if I could take a class anywhere, I would go to the Royal School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything now, particular or just go?
Just go. I would like to, you know, they have a rich history of needlework techniques and how to do needlework in particular ways. And even though it may not be directly related to how I do things in my own designing and my own stitching, I'm sure that I would learn things that would be of benefit to me. And particularly, I would love to have a certification.
Yes.
The way things are structured with the other programs that offer certification, I just don't have the time, you know, to devote 3 years to getting a certification. And there are some things in all of the different programs that I look at them and go, okay, that's all very well and good, but I'd have to be giving up income in order to do that.
Yeah, that's a big bullet to bite.
It's huge. If I could go somewhere and do an intensive 2 week, 3 week, 6 week, whatever, that's one thing, but to spread it out and, you know, there's certain requirements that I can't do.
Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah, you'd almost have to say I'm going to take a personal sabbatical from my own business to.
Yeah, and not pay the mortgage and.
Those things.
Other things.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
Like that because, you know,
Rod would get a little hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we mostly live on Rod's income, but my income is providing some things as well. And so, yeah.
Did you, when you were over in Scotland and the work you did over there, the classes you took, now that it's been some time, are there things that have come out of that that have been useful, helpful, valuable?
Yeah. Okay.
Or was that just an exercise that you enjoyed?
It was an exercise that I enjoyed. But I learned some things like, you know, differences in pin stitches, for instance. A pin stitch that you do in surface embroidery, specifically with gold work, is different from a pin stitch that I would do on counted canvas. But I have a project that I did for Needle Pointers magazine that I think will be in the May issue. And I used the same anchoring technique, even though it's counted canvas work and not gold work, I used the same anchoring technique that I learned in Scotland.
Mm.
So any class that I take, and I would hope that this would be true for anybody who's contemplating taking a class of any kind, you should learn something. It may not be a big earth-shattering thing, but you know, I regularly have people in my classes that learn how to do a pin stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew how to do a pin stitch.
Yep.
They had heard of it. They did not practice it. And when we practice it in class and I show them how to start with a pin stitch, how to end with a pin stitch, how to do a loop start, how to use an away knot, those simple kinds of things that translate into now every project that they stitch from now on.
Yep. Yeah, those little things. See, that's the part about needlework that to me is so important, because those are the little things that get you stitching again.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not spending time weaving underneath and monkeying around. You thread up a needle, pin stitch, and go. Yep.
And you don't ever have to turn your canvas over. And,
nope.
Yeah.
And it to me, it elevates the fun, because now you're doing what you want to do and the mechanics aren't getting in the way.
And not fiddling with how do I start and stop.
Right, right, right. And, those are just so important. So, okay, so then you took something out of that has, and actually now is part of your design.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So no class is wasted.
No class is wasted. Yep. And I've had a couple of classes where I learned I never wanted to take a class with that teacher ever again.
No class is wasted.
No class is wasted.
Ever again.
Ever again. But, you know, I've had classes with other teachers that even though the technique per se was not something that I'm going to use in my own designing, I still learned things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'd wondered about that Scotland thing, because you did a lot. You did quite a bit there. And I just wondered if you took something away. And so you did. Changed
you.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah. I did take things away.
Changed you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my second choice would be Alison Cole. Not just to go to Australia.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is that.
Yeah. Because I would go to Australia. I'm not an overseas traveler, but I would go to Australia, especially if I could do it and be there 3 or 4 weeks. But, to learn.
I think Trish Burr would be someone that I would be interested with the needle painting, because needle painting is not something that I do. But I would be really interested in needle painting and specifically learning from her.
Yeah.
Because her needle painting is so exquisite.
Yeah.
So exquisite.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it looks like the bird is going to fly off of the material.
Yep.
And how does she do that?
I don't know.
So, yeah, that would be interesting.
I think she's practiced a lot.
But... I think so, too.
Oh, I know that you look at those things, and I've had more than one person look at them and didn't realize it was needle and thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just that good. And she has a new book out, too. Yeah, I have to talk to her and see if we can get her to come talk to us.
I have several of her books.
Yeah, and so do I. Yeah. They're easy things to buy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
See, now that I did not. Okay. right. So Australia, then South Africa, then home. There's your trip. Huh?
Just a round the world trip.
Yeah.
Who could we go see in Europe?
Well, Philippa Turnbull for Cruel. Well,
yeah, that's true. That's
okay.
True.
So there it is. Mm-hmm. All right. South Africa, Australia. Is that how you'd go? Now I got to remember my globe.
Yeah, let's see.
So how you do it?
Well, from Australia, it wouldn't be that difficult. That wouldn't be that difficult to get to South Africa.
Yeah, so they would go Australia, South Africa, Europe, home.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is, right there. There's your trip. That and several thousand dollars, and you're good to go.
Well, there you are.
What would that trip cost? Holy smokes.
Holy smokes is right. And tell Rod, I think I want to go to South Africa to learn how to needle paint with Trish Burr. Do what? Yeah. I can hear this conversation now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. Now, there it is right there. Because to learn, I just would love to learn gold work. Go see Allison Cole because her gold work just blows me away, and that is definitely something I gotta give a try, a serious try to. Gold work, just to experience it.
Now, gold work is something for someone who's coming from a counted background. Gold work might be a little. See, I've discovered with my students, if I ever say the R word, that people get freaked out by it. That random.
Yeah.
Because where is it on the chart? Well, it's not on the chart. You need to have a feel for how to place the stitches, and gold work is very much like that. It's not so much counted per se.
Yeah. I have that with, I never buy a handbell piece that has random ringing in it.
Yeah. Oh no. Because nobody knows how to do that.
Same look. You want me to what?
Yeah. Deer in headlights. I can't do random.
You beat on me to do it precisely on the count every time. Mm-hmm. Just this way, and now you want me to be random? You got to be kidding me. Never buy those pieces. Yeah, same thing. Nope. Yep.
See, I do a lot of random things with my Needle Arts Mystery Retreat. Mm. And so our students who are returning students for the Needle Arts Mystery Retreat are becoming accustomed to...
Random.
Random. And really, there's something that's quite freeing about it because, like what I'm doing this year for the Needle Arts Mystery Retreat, which of course I can't discuss at all, but there's a lot of random placement in it. It's very freeing instead of having to count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of get it in the general area. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. What? No. And they freak out. So, no, it's got to be precise. No, doesn't have to be precise.
Yep. And see, surface embroidery is like that.
Yes, very much so.
You know,
and needle
painting
is very much like that.
What is that?
Needle painting.
Yes.
It's very much like that.
Yeah, you know that, and it is when you do it. But then when you see people who do it well, you go, there's no way that's random. There's no way that's because it's just too clean. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the talent, you mm-hmm. know, because, yeah, you look at Mary Corbett and, well, she, Trish Burr, all of them will say, you just do this and do this until it looks right.
And make your stitches this far apart, but not too far apart, but they could be closer than that. They could be a little farther apart. And, and the counted people are going, ah!
I put it in this hole and I bring it up this hole.
And it goes down in this hole and it lays across this way. No. And, you know, surface embroidery is very much like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is freeing.
Yes. It's very freeing. If you can embrace it, if you can't embrace it, it's just going to frustrate you and make you crazy.
Yep. But I've not done a lot of it. But that, to me, that's the first hump. You got to get over that mental thing where I'm not tied to this hole or that hole.
A lot of the things that I've proposed this year, one of the things and one of the sentences that I have used quite a bit on my teaching objectives is to help a student have confidence in their choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we talked about that. Yeah, that confidence factor. That's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And The thing is, what's pleasing to my eye may not be pleasing to your eye, and that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. But it is, it's hard. And it's hard, I think, even if you're just by yourself, but then when you're in a room and you see others who you are just convinced know more than you and can do more, and most of them can't.
They're all in the same place. They're all exactly in the same spot.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was at the when we did the men's night at the attic, and I think I told this toward the end of the hour and a half or so we were there. One of the guys said, "It's amazing to me. We've all sat here all this time, and nobody's sworn." And, all right, yeah, you're right. Nobody had not
did
a swear word had been
to
uttered.
Rip?
One of the other guys said, "That's just because I didn't want you to know I made a mistake."
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah.
I used to tell my children's choir when I was starting children's choir that if you make a mistake, don't say anything. Don't react at all.
Yep.
Just, you know, look at the next person like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that." But don't cover your mouth. No. Don't get that deer in headlights look or anything like that.
Smile and keep going. Yep.
Smile and keep going. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I meant to do that.
Yeah. But that's the thing is you get that in really anything. And same with a handbell choir. You know, "I'm nervous." What are you nervous about? There isn't anybody out in that audience that can do what you do.
They won't know if you made a mistake or not unless
you
ring when somebody else is ringing. But even then, it could be that you were supposed to ring when nobody else is ringing. As long as you don't overreact to it, it'll be fine.
Yep. Nope. Nobody has any idea. Yep. And, you can, just move on. You'll be fine. Just don't freak out and make it worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't draw attention to the fact that you may have made a mistake.
Yep. Yeah. But it's that way. Yes. Everywhere. Just believe in yourself and do it. And it is all of it's learning. It's all learning.
Yeah. It's all learning.
Yeah. And there are people there to help. You know, it's not like anybody's going to put you down. People are there to help you. And everybody wants to just have fun. Yeah. Yep. So you have completed proposal season.
Yes.
Your annual nightmare. How many designs now did you create this year for proposal for teaching?
Probably 10 or 11.
Holy smokes. Really? That's a lot.
Yeah. Now,
is that normal?
Yes. So, like for EGA National and ANG National, they have to be previously untaught projects.
Mm-hmm.
You can submit an encore project, but for the most part, they need to be brand new. So, what that means is I did not stitch 11 brand new things.
Yeah.
But I have to do enough of the design so that the selection committee would have an idea of what it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a lot of times that's completely designing the chart, because I've done that before where I've submitted, here is the whole complete chart. It's not stitched yet, but here's the whole complete chart. Here's what the stitches are. Here's the threads that I would use.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they select that, I have to get on the stick and get that stitched so that they can present it at seminar. There has to be enough of it completed that the committee will have an idea of what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this whole process, I mean, obviously you do it because you love it, but does it get to be a grind after a while? Do you think, maybe I'll cut back two or three just because of time? Or do you still have that your heart gets racing and you just churn ahead kind of thing? I mean, you've done a lot of them.
I've done a lot of them. And the thing is that I want to give us, you know, they say we're looking for 4-day, 2-day, 1-day classes. We need classes in such and such technique and such and this. And they are trying to present a well-rounded schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to present enough to them so that, like for A&G, I propose 2 4-day classes two-day classes and 3 one-day classes because they're looking to fill up a schedule. They're going back to a seven-day seminar in 2021. And I think it would be presumptuous of me to say, okay, here's a four-day, a two-day, a one-day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not offer them a choice.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they're going to fall all over themselves to offer anything that I feel like doing, because I don't think I have that kind of reputation yet.
Yeah.
So that means that the onus is on me to provide enough for them to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do the same thing with EGA. I've not taught for EGA National. I've taught for several EGA regionals, but I have to provide enough for them to look at for them to decide, okay, do we want to have her come in or not?
Yeah, yeah. So you have to, and then on top of that, there's, and I use this word because I don't have a better one, there's a competition with other designers for the available slots. So you put out your designs.
Right.
And then Curdy Biggs does hers and
so
on and so forth. And so then there's a selection process there. And you could do 10 designs and not have any of them selected.
Yeah.
Or have half dozen selected and then oops.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And in large part, we're shooting blind. I have no idea what they're looking for. I have no idea what everybody else is submitting. You know, if every project that they're looking at is blue and, you know, they have to offer color choices as well.
Right.
You know, because there will be plenty of people who go, I hate blue. I'm not taking anything that's blue. And so they have to have a well-balanced schedule that they offer to people. And I would love for a selection committee to contact me and say, Debbie, we'd love to have you come and teach. Could you design something along the lines of blah, blah? And then I would have some parameters to teach. But I don't. And so I just have to decide, okay, what would I like to do? Would this have any interest or appeal for other people?
Right. Right. See, I find the whole process fascinating because that basically shooting blind thing, but and then to come up with 10 designs, which is an incredible amount of time, and then you're doing it effectively 2 years ahead of time, certainly a year and a half ahead of time. So you're so far out in terms of sheer time. And then I assume then once it's selected, then there, if you haven't stitched it, then of course there's obviously the scramble to get it stitched.
Right.
And for any of these organizations. And then on top of that, then assembling the kits and the instructions and all the things for the classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of a rolling set of.
Yeah. And I think the next proposal deadline is June the 1st, I think is the next. So I've got, you know, some time. But in the meantime, I have two pilot classes coming up, three pilot classes. And of course, I need to write all of the instructions for that. I've got classes at other seminars and things that I'm doing. And so I need to order supplies for that and make sure that everything is all in order for those classes. I have the mystery retreat. And so, you know, it's continual.
It's like any hobby that you make into a business is all the business parts that go with it and chew up so much time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you almost got to, I assume, force the time to do the design work. And, which is why you can't go on a trip to South Africa, Australia.
exactly.
But it's interesting because from a stitcher perspective, you see these new designs come out, classes to take. In the cross stitch world, there's a pretty steady stream of new designs all year long. And people will target for the Nashville market and have more maybe than any other time of the year. But then it's the behind the scenes, that constant flow of preparation, design, and then actual execution that is just interesting to me in that you really have to keep going. And, you know, it's just like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. Once you get done, you got to start over again. And actually, you probably don't even get done and you're starting over again.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some of that. Like one of the designs that I submitted for EGA National was completely stitched, framed, and ready, you know.
Yeah.
And so no instructions written or anything, but, you know, there is a finished project for them to look at. And same with one of my projects that I submitted for A&G National. I had a finished project that was all completely stitched and framed, but then I had others that were not. And so, yeah.
That's just an interesting life.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It can be somewhat nerve-wracking because at this point, I don't know if I'm going to be working in 2021 or not.
Right. Well, and there's that too. Yes. Yes. Are you going to have classes to teach? And yeah, you just don't know. And you just got to keep plowing ahead.
Yeah. And you know, it's like when a designer submits a design, you know, introduces something at Nashville, is anybody going to like it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had designs that I just absolutely loved and showed them at Nashville and everybody went, nah. And, you know, there was all the time that I spent creating and stitching and also to receive zero response.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. That's the art part, isn't it?
And that's the frustrating part because, you know, surely I'm not the only one that likes this kind of thing, but, you know, you have to catch the eye of the person who, the retailer, the selection committee, whatever.
Right.
Yep. It has to appeal to them.
Yep. Yep. Interesting life you lead. I just find it fascinating.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting.
But you get to play with needle and thread all day long, so not horrible.
Oh, Gary, if only that were true.
I'm trying to show a silver lining here, Debbie.
Well, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, my bookkeeper is after me to send her all of my bookkeeping stuff for the last year so that she can start working on my taxes because, yes, I do pay taxes. And so, you know, that's going through a lot of websites and getting all of my credit card statements and my bank account statements and my PayPal account and all this other kind of stuff so that they can
put
together some reasonable something and do my bookkeeping for me. Because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I sure don't want to do that. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's some ugly hours there. Yeah, no thanks.
More power to, you know, I'm sure that, see, there's a lot of people who do bookkeeping and accounting who are stitchers.
Oh.
And they're sitting there going, oh, well, that's not such a big deal. Yeah, it is. If you are not a bookkeeper or an accountant, it is a huge deal.
Yep. Everybody has their thing. Everybody
has their thing.
Yep. All right. I think we'll call it there. Sunday, Krista Gramer joins us. Been a while since we talked to Krista. Krista Gramer from Just Stitching Along, going to talk about some reproduction samplers. And, yeah, plus she's just fun. Oh, I just don't think there's a bigger Rolling Stones fan on the planet than Krista Gramer. I got to remember to ask her how many concerts she's been to. I'm sure it's multiples and double digits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fan. Yeah. So we'll be finding out about those things from Krista.
Okay.
Yep. So July 5, we start the Rail Garden. Be sure and check that out. Debbie's Designs is Debbie's website. See all her designs there. And I've said this 1,000 times. You go on, she's got a little design there. If you get on her mailing list, you get to download the free design. It is one of the nicest little 4x4 inch or so designs to put in a box top. Get a wood box, put it in the top. It's beautiful. A lot of fun. Get that for free. Just get on her list. That's how it works.
Thank you.
Yep. Debbie, thanks. Fun as always.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for listening.